This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. In many places in California, Proposition 50 is the only thing on the ballot. But City of Santa Cruz residents have two additional measures to vote on, both related to housing affordability and homelessness prevention. KAZU's Elena Neal-Sachs breaks down what voters need to know about Measures B and C.
First of all, the language is very similar. Both measures propose levying two types of taxes, a parcel tax and a property transfer tax, to pay for affordable housing. The main difference is, Measure C proposes a higher parcel tax and a progressive transfer tax on property sales over $1.8 million. Measure B proposes a lower parcel tax and a flat rate transfer tax on property sales over $4 million. It also allocates some funding for city climate projects. But the main thing to note is this. Measure B was put forward by the local Realtors Association for the explicit purpose of defeating Measure C. And that's actually why the language is so similar. They're directly competing measures. Elaine Johnson is the executive director of Housing Santa Cruz County and one of the leaders of the Measure C campaign. I asked her what she thought when Measure B emerged.
I was surprised.
She says the city and local housing advocates spent almost 2 years developing the ballot measure. At various points throughout the process, realtors were involved.
They were part of the conversations.
But the sticking point was the property transfer tax. It was a non-starter for the realtors because they thought it would reduce home sales. But Johnson says it was necessary.
Looking at just a parcel tax wouldn't have brought in enough money. So that's why we chose to do both. And that came after a lot of conversations, a lot of meetings, a lot of strategic thinking.
So if it passes, what would Measure C actually do?
You know, house people and keep people housed. We know it's going to build housing, right? But it's also going to prevent people from losing housing.
Johnson says it's time for Santa Cruz to relinquish its title as the least affordable rental market in the country.
I believe in my heart of hearts that everybody truly deserves a place to call home where they can close that door and feel safe. And that's the reason why I continue to do this work. And that's the reason I ask the community to join me in doing this work.
Victor Gomez is the Government Affairs Director for the Santa Cruz County Association of Realtors. He says Measure B would also support affordable housing.
We're giving them another option, right? We're saying, hey, if you don't want to get taxed this much, but you support the construction of affordable housing, you could go with Measure B.
I asked Gomez why Measure B includes a property transfer tax at all, since the Realtors Association strongly opposes them.
We didn't want to include it, to be honest with you. A transfer tax had to be included as a legal requirement to be considered a competitive measure.
This made me wonder.
Do you want Measure B to pass?
I will say this. Candidly, I think what we're hoping for is that if both measures do end up failing, we could all, you know, hopefully put all this behind us and come back to the drawing board.
He says if neither measure passes, the realtors would be happy to start over again with the city and Measure C supporters. Steve McKay is a UC Santa Cruz sociology professor who has researched the city's housing affordability problem.
So we've seen in Santa Cruz and lots of coastal communities, those who serve the community, the teachers, the firefighters, the cops, but also the baristas, can't afford to live in the place that they serve.
He thinks Measure C would help address this issue, in part by signaling to the state that Santa Cruz is taking real steps to solve its housing crisis.
So the idea is that it's not by itself not going to fund affordable housing, but it's going to show to other funders at the state and other levels that, look, we're doing as much as we can. So I think it's the matching funds that matter. While it's modest, it's more than there ever been.
As for Measure B, he says it's the realtors' cynical attempt to deceive voters.
They've chosen to use an element of democracy against democracy.
Both measures could fail, or one could pass. If they both clear the 50% threshold, the one with the most votes goes into effect. Elena Neal-Sachs, KAZU News.